Hello and welcome. I'm Mike Roberts, inviting you to join me for this, the final programme of my third series, Malta Memories. And this week our journey down memory lane will take us through all of 1989 as we close the decade. No change to the ingredients, people, events and music. The year began with the Mdina Cathedral Museum celebrating its 20th anniversary with an exhibition of watercolours by Giuseppe Cassar. Any New Year celebrations, however, for the residents of Lier, Mostar, Nasher and much of Burkakara were dampened when the electricity supply failed. But Malta's cameo folk dancers were in contrasting good spirits as they departed for London to take part in the International Boat Show at Earl's Court. Malta was to be the central theme of the 1989 event, and they were scheduled to provide three performances daily until the close of the show. January closed with reports of an earth tremor being felt in various parts of Malta, particularly Mcida, Floriana, Ormi and Paola. Happily, no damage was reported. With 1989 representing the 25th anniversary of independence, a new stamp set marking the occasion went on sale. And that news item prompts me to reflect that these 51 programmes of Malta Memories began in 1964, the year of independence, and have travelled through Malta becoming a republic in 1974, the end of the 179-year British connection in 1979, and here we are, 25 years from my first Malta Memories broadcast on Monday the 30th of September 2013, recording that most significant quarter century anniversary. And I'll have more news items on those celebrations later in the programme. Our first musical piece this week is from a singer who made number 4 in the 1989 charts with her recording of Right Back Where We Started From. Here's Sinita. Sinita and Right Back Where We Started From. The year was moving on and a week of sport organised by the Olympic Committee got underway at Ta'ali Pavilion. Air Malta's first direct flight to Lourdes left Lua. The Queen's youngest son, Prince Edward, as trustee of the Duke of Edinburgh Award International, arrived on the island to help raise funds for the youth training scheme known in Malta as the President's Award. 200 scouts and guides marched in the St. George's Day parade with one of the oldest groups taking part, SLEMA, celebrating their 80th anniversary. The musical Fiddler on the Roof was the Malta Amateur Dramatic Company's production of the season, with a cast of 50 led by Harry Borge and Mary Lou Coppini. The Cunard Shipping Company's luxury floating palace, Sea Goddess 2, berthed in Grand Harbour from Greece on a two-day visit. And at St Anton Gardens, the Independence 25th anniversary celebrations began in earnest with a festfolk, a colourful extravaganza of music and dance, with groups from Germany, Italy, Switzerland, as well as Malta all taking part. People were again in the news when Dr. Mary Shiberis, for long in the forefront of the fight against drug abuse in Malta, received the Worker of the Year Award. Mrs. Rosemary Darley of Berzibuja won the Mother of the Year title at the 26th Annual Singers and Artists Festival, while singer-composer Victor Kutaya was voted festival winner. In tennis, Carol Kermy retained her title as Malta Ladies Champion, beating Helen Ashak in the final of the Martini Open Championship. In popular music, a very successful group enjoying much popularity, particularly in the late 80s, was Simply Red. 1989 saw the release of their album, It's Only Love, of which this is the title track. Simply Red and It's Only Love. The president of the Trade Fair Corporation inaugurated Malta's 32nd International Trade Fair in the beautiful gardens of the Palazzo Parisio at Nashau. As temperatures continued to soar and increase fire risks, Malta's Men of Trees environmental group launched a public appeal against carelessness and incendiarism. The Confederation of Malta Trade Unions celebrated its 30th anniversary, and Malta's police force celebrated its 175th anniversary. Adding to the continuing and constant success stories of Maltese abroad, Finnish radio broadcast a programme on conductor, researcher and music educationalist Joseph Vella, describing him as the multi-activity music man from Malta. An illustrated history of the scout movement in both Malta and abroad, entitled Scouting in Malta, was sold out soon after publication. As the St. Julian's Choir returned from a very successful 9-day tour in Germany, a memorable performance by the Red Army Ensemble at Manuel Island was generating rave reviews. And excitement was building as Malta's 25th anniversary celebrations drew ever closer. Now, before our next piece of music, a brief reminder of what I said last week regarding a possible future short Malta Memory series just covering the 4 years, 1960 to 1963, 6 or 7 programmes, no more, but the difference is that each programme would be devoted entirely to my own personal memories of living and working in Malta, both within the community and in the studios of BFBS as chief announcer. A sequel, really, to all 50 programmes that have gone before. As I said last week, it won't be up to me, so if you're interested in hearing my personal recollections of people, events and music during those 4 years, a little listener lobbying might well help. And so to my next recording from 1989, when, over the airwaves, Deborah Harry could be heard with her latest single, I Want That Man. Deborah Harry's chart success of 1989, I Want That Man. Anniversary News was now featuring prominently in much of the press stories. Helping to mark the 25th anniversary, one of the world's most prestigious military bands, the Scots Guards, paid a 3-day visit to Malta for the occasion, performing and marching in Valletta, Floriana and Gozo. The International Water Polo Tournament, organised to mark the same occasion, was won by Malta on goal difference when they drew 7-7 with Sicily in the final match. Among other countries taking part were Egypt and Switzerland. An artistic fountain donated by the Cremona family to the people of Gozo on the occasion of the 25th anniversary of independence was officially inaugurated on St. Francis Square, Victoria, during which the visiting Scots Guards Band paraded and played. As the big day arrived, Prince Philip, Duke of Edinburgh, led a list of foreign delegates in Malta for the September 21st celebrations, in which were included the last British governor and his first governor-general, Sir Maurice Dorman, with Lady Dorman. 15-year-old Jesse Grech of Ain Sealem won a Mercedes car in the Grand Lottery organised to mark the Silver Jubilee. An 18-year-old Marika Mikalev of Gargur was crowned Miss Malta, 1989. My next recording is a little bit of a rarity, simply because very few purely instrumental pieces have come up during the three series. Guitarist and drummer Hank Marvin, Bruce Welsh and Brian Bennett, perhaps more familiar as The Shadows, break that mould for us again, with their recording entitled Stack It. Shadows, in 1989, and Stack It. Celebrations completed, the year moved nearer to its close. A proposal for new opening hours for shops was creating criticism from office workers at their desks between 8 and 5. They feared they would be left with very little opportunity to shop, particularly if Saturday afternoon closing was introduced. The Valletta Market reopened for business at its original site in Merchant Street, after an 8-year absence following its transfer to Floriana. Russian President Mikhail Gorbachev and US President George Bush were due to arrive separately in Malta, preparatory to an historic meeting at sea off the island, where greeted by the headlines in Malta's press, "From Yalta to Malta" and "From Malta with Love". And when the meeting actually took place in a trip ashore, the wife of the Russian president, Raisa Gorbachev, visited St. John's Co-Cathedral, as well as visiting a Maltese couple in their apartment at Santa Lucia. As the festive season drew nearer, the MADC announced that this year's pantomime at the Manuel Theatre would be Cinderella. Christmas lights for the first time in Aura this winter lit up the traditionally summer resort. A selection of films on television for Christmas viewing were A Christmas Carol, Goldfinger and The Pride and the Passion. The first prize in the National Lottery was 60,000 Malta Lire. And on December 31st, the Sunday Times New Year Eve edition, a Word with a Doctor page provided readers with suggestions for New Year's resolutions for health. The year closed. The 80s were no longer. So, inevitably, I have to select my final choice of music to close our final edition of Malta Memories, the last one. And I feel it shouldn't just be another recording from the 1989 list of popular music releases, but something more appropriate to the journey we've travelled together from 1964 to 1989. I explored a few options and finally settled on a recording that I think reflects just that in both title and sentiment. The song I've selected was first made popular in 1938 by Bob Hope and Shirley Ross, since when a number of different artists have recorded it and stamped it with their own updates. None better than Rosemary Clooney, an artist I featured in Programme 11 and who recorded her special version in 1986, just 3 years before our closing year today. And that's my choice for you all in this, my final musical inclusion. Listen out too for my own small contribution to her song, as we listen to this Ralph Ranger and Leo Robin Oscar-winning composition from decades past.
Thanks for the memory of candlelight and wine, castles on the Rhine, the Parthenon, and moments on the Hudson River line. How lovely it was. Thanks for reminding me of rainy afternoons, swingy Harlem tunes, and motor trips, and burning lips, and burning toast and prunes. How lovely it was. Many's the time that we feasted, and many's the time when we fasted. Oh well, it was swell while it lasted. We did have fun, and no harm done. So thanks for the memory of summers at the shore, nights in Singapore. You may have been a headache, but you never were a bore. I thank you so much.
Memories are more than recollected experiences. They are displacements of ourselves in time and space. They are events our younger self once witnessed and participated in, recalled by an older self who often wonders if he or she is truly the same person. They are visions of events we lived through and of people we once knew. And bewilderingly, we are one of those people.
We who could laugh over big things were parted by only a slight thing. I wonder if we did the right thing. No doubt we did. Of course we did. But thanks for reminding me of midnight in Montmartre, galleries of art. We traveled with the smart set, so I guess that we were smart. I thank you so much. strictly entre nous. Darling, how are you? And how are all the little dreams that never did come true? Awfully glad I met you. Cheerio and toodaloo. I thank you so much.
Rosemary Clooney, and Thanks for the Memory, expressing in both title and sentiment, I hope, that which I have tried to convey in our own Malta memories. And my quotation you heard was taken from the novel Fault Line by Robert Goddard, published in 2012. My thanks are due to many. Firstly, to you all for listening, and especially to those who wrote to me with their own memories. To Campus FM for allowing me, a mere Brit, but a confirmed Maltophile nonetheless, the privilege of writing and presenting these social history programs and allowing me to indulge myself in Malta memories from years ago. And the music, more than 250 different recordings, all of which I sourced from my own personal library, was fun too, wasn't it? To the National Library in Valletta and its helpful staff, where I spent many, many hours researching the material for these 50-odd programs. And to my wife Shirley, who helped me and shared those hours with me. And a special thank you to my friend Samuel, the other side of the microphone, who has engineered all three series and worked closely with me throughout. But my final thank you, of course, has to be this. Thank you, Malta, for so very many wonderful memories. Until the next time, or whenever, from me, Mike Roberts, goodbye.